To mark the end of the Chris Christie administration this week, we're taking a road trip on South Orange Avenue. It runs from the neighborhood where Chris Christie was born through his hometown of Livingston and on out to Mendham, where he lives now. Our first stop is Westside High School in Newark, across the street from Christie's birthplace. It's an impoverished and high-crime neighborhood. And as WNYC's Karen Rouse reports, Westside High hasn't fared well during the 8 years that Christie has been governor.
What's up, baby?
Thank you. How you doing? You all right?
Akbar Cook is an imposing figure. Right. He's 6'7", has a full beard, and a shock of white hair just above his forehead. He grew up in the Ivy Hill section of Newark.
I'm a West Ward kid, so it was good to come back home.
So he's comfortable walking these halls of Westside High School as vice principal. He still faces challenges. Westside High serves about 700 kids, most of them African-American and low-income. The school and students wrestle with issues like chronic absenteeism, tardiness, and violence, like the shooting death of a neighborhood girl 3 years ago.
I wanted to show you our room. We got an indoor therapeutic space.
There's no nearby Boys and Girls Club, so Cook raised money with the alumni to convert a classroom into a therapeutic space, a room with comfy chairs, a foosball table, counselors, and on Friday nights, games and a hot meal.
Last Friday, we had some chicken nuggets. The day before Thanksgiving, I had 241 families come out.
That small room has been a big success, popular with the students and a symbol of the support of the Westside High School community. But 8 years ago, that same community had even bigger visions for the students. Westside was supposed to get an entirely new school. Wilhelmina Holder is a leader with the Parent Teachers Association at Westside High School. She hasn't forgotten the impact of the loss of that school. The original structure was built in 1925 and had limitations. Holder said parents excitedly envisioned expanded language and honors classes and fully equipped science labs.
We did not have the capacity to do experiments.
Chris Christie became governor in 2010. Shortly after, the project was canceled. There were allegations the school development authority that was supposed to build it had mismanaged state money.
It was just excitement. I mean, community meetings, people came out, they shared their vision and ideas. There was hope, hope. And when that was dashed, it was anger.
It was the first of several disappointments for urban communities across New Jersey. They would see state school funding cut, and because poor cities raise less in property taxes, they rely more on state aid. Public schools in Newark receive 90% of their funding from the state. Westside, which was hit hard, sits across the street from the fourth-story walk-up where Christie spent his first 5 years.
My mom and dad, who were lifelong Newarkers, left for one reason and one reason only. They were worried that the Newark public schools would not provide for their children what the Newark public schools had provided for them.
A spokesman for the governor points out that last year, Newark School District got $8 million more in school aid. But during his term, it's been shorted more than $600 million. Most districts got the same amount of money year after year, even as costs grew.
So we have challenges around curriculum. We have a culinary arts program, for example. We had a challenge around getting food for the students.
But Christie's impact on urban schools has its defenders. Christopher Cerf is the outgoing superintendent of Newark Public Schools, who also served as education commissioner under Christie.
Our graduation rate is up 20 percentile points. The achievement gap has dramatically closed. Newark is outperforming virtually every single city in the country for whom we have comparable achievement data.
But those stats mask the devastating failure at Westside High School. 77% of 10th graders can't read at grade level. It's worse for Black students. 85% of African-American students at Westside failed the state English test in 2016. Some education advocates, like Denise Cole, say Christie's education agenda put too much emphasis on charter schools and not enough on the traditional ones that serve the majority of kids.
I am an alumni of Westside, and I think Christie's legacy in the city of Newark is shameful. He came here with his plan for Newark, not the public's plan for Newark.
That plan, launched in 2011, allowed students to attend any public school in Newark, including charter schools, which Christie more than doubled. Charter schools are so popular among parents that there's a waiting list for many. During a visit to Trenton, a single mother of a charter school student in Camden told Christie her daughter did so well that she earned a full scholarship to one of the best private prep schools in the state.
While we may not agree on every subject,
I'm sure we don't.
This charter school movement, I definitely want to say thank you very much for being a champion.
You're very welcome and congratulations.
congratulations to you and your daughter. And it's a perfect point, right? We needed an education system that could bring it out.
But the growth of charters disturbs some district-run schools because of the financial impact. When students leave to attend a charter, the state dollars allotted to that child goes with them. Governor-elect Phil Murphy takes office this week. He says he wants to do away with the state test known as the Park Test. He also says he will give schools the money they need to educate their kids.
We will fully fund public education in this state. It's been underfunded by over $9 billion over the past almost 8 years.
And he says he wants to improve the relationship between charter and traditional schools.
I'm opposed to vouchers. I'm not hell no on charters. I'm a big believer in funding public education and getting the charter district thing in a better place than it is.
Murphy won the election with the help of school teachers, and he says he will show them support. And that matters to educators like Akbar Cook, who says Christie neglected traditional school teachers.
He devalued teachers and education to make us feel like we're not part of society and changing how the other countries in the world view us.
Cook says he tries to serve as a buffer between his students and the politics of education and to help remove the barriers they face.
I'm down here with the kids. I'm on the front line with them every day, so I only can speak to you about frontline stuff.
His next project is raising money to purchase washers and dryers for the school. Some kids don't come to school because they don't have clean clothes to wear. Karen Rouse, WNYC News.
In the distance, I could see the town where I was born.
Tomorrow, we stop in South Orange to find out how commuters fare during the Christie years.